Yeah, Kevin's he comes with a wealth of experience within the league, you know, playing. He's still a young lad. He probably could still play. He's only 32, 33. And you know, he comes with experience playing with Derry City, a good Derry City team. He has leadership qualities. He has experience in the league in terms of knowing the players and obviously what way teams go about their business. And to be honest, he's a coach that I've sort of followed in the last few years when he was up in the north managing the institute. I always admired how he set his teams up and how they played, and his philosophy was similar to mine. And you know, he's a young coach who's looking to progress and get better and learn. And obviously, you know, it's an available post at the minute at Sligo Rovers, and you know, we sounded him out, and obviously he's looking to get on the full time scene, and it worked out well for us.
After a quiet couple of weeks, you probably face into the most important 7 days of the season, potentially in the next between the Finn Harps and Galway game.
Yeah, we have it. We thought this week was never going to come. You know, it's been a long, long time without a game, certainly a league game anyway. Hasn't been ideal, but to be fair, the boys have been working their socks off. We've been working on their fitness and their sharpness, working on a couple of different things on the training pitch in terms of attack and play and defensive play. So it's given us probably more opportunities and more time on the training pitch to work with them. This week we've worked really hard at the start of the week. We've done a double section on Monday with a game in there. And now we'll obviously taper it down and look forward to playing against Finn Harps, which, like you say, it's a massive game. It's a massive game for both clubs. You know, they have a tough run coming up, and suppose we do too. So it's important to be picking up points at this stage of the season, and just say hopefully, you know, on the day we can do enough to win the game.
You've four players down, four key players down going to Finn Harps as well. I guess the only positive is that you have known it for a while that you are going to be without the four players, Raf Cataro, Craig Rodden, Mick Leahy and John Russell.
Yeah, you know, we've known for a couple of weeks now that they were going to be missing this game, so it's given us an opportunity to prepare without them. You know, Finn Harps, I think, are missing one or two players as well, including their manager. So, but listen, we'll not worry about Finn Harps or focus on Finn Harps. We'll focus on ourselves and what we're going to do, and obviously what type of team we're going to put out and formation we're going to work on. We've been able to watch Finn Harps a few times as well. They did a great win against Limerick with 10 men for a large part of the game. So it just shows you what they have about them. You know, their steel and their gutsy and determination. And, you know, and said it's a massive game for both clubs. And it's a game that our boys are really relishing and looking forward to.
I can only imagine that they're chomping at the bit, really, to get out because of the lack of games over the last month, really.
Yeah, that's what they're here for. They're here to play games. And, you know, that's what they train all week for, is to look forward to a game. Obviously, the Athlone game last week on Saturday, getting called off pretty much the day before wasn't ideal for us, but we adjusted our training schedule and obviously got a game on Monday against Sligo Leitrim Select team. So, but the boys are really looking forward to the game against Finn Harps. You know, say hopefully the rain stays off and the game, you know, be's on and you know, we can be prepared all week for it. So say they're in the day, we'll look at a couple of things today and tomorrow and say go to the Bally Buffet, hopefully with a bit of confidence off the back of a great win against Cork.
Is that win too far away now against Cork, or can you still, you know, take the positives from that in going in on Saturday?
No, it's definitely not. You know, it's our last game, our last league game, so you're only as good as your last league game, they say, and obviously, you know, away to Cork City was a massive result for us. I thought on the night we fairly deserved it. You know, all the decisions went against us, and we were still able to show great character and determination not to lose and win the game. So if we can show that against Finn Harps on Saturday, you know, we'll not be too far away.
Injury-wise then, apart from the four being suspended, are you down anyone else, do you think, for the weekend?
No, we're fully fit. Say everyone's available, obviously bar the guys that are suspended. So we'll look to have you know, as close to as strong as team as possible.